Welcome to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
The other day, we were talking about weddings and how brides and grooms-to-be, they are saying, I don't want a venue unless it has good Wi-Fi. Like, well, why is that? Someone called in and said they can stream the wedding now because that's popular to do. And you said you've got another angle on this. Now, first of all, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Megan from Tucson, Arizona. So the whole wedding thing with the Wi-Fi. So I used to be a wedding planner. And the way that I worked with some of my budget brides was if the venue had good Wi-Fi, you could save money on your DJ.
Oh, I see. Just stream the music and play it yourself or have somebody play it.
Right. So streaming your music is cheaper than paying for a DJ.
Oh my goodness.
You know, as a former wedding DJ, I'll try not to be offended right now. We found this story about this dad and daughter, and they have honeybees. They sell honey. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. And so they were out there at this, getting the honey out of the hive, and the daughter noticed there were like three bees that were in this whole process covered in honey. They were sticky, and they really couldn't fly. They couldn't do anything. She's concerned about it, and so she's like, Dad, can we just, you know, maybe put them out of their misery quickly. And he puts them off to the side on a bench, and they go away inside the house and come back out. This is what's cool. All these three bees, I don't know how you can tell a girl bee from a boy bee. But they're women bees, and they found other bees there on them, and it looked as though they were like trying to get the honey off.
Oh, wow.
And eventually they got all of the honey off of these female bees. So, really, long story short, these three little bees live because they're surrounded by family and friends.
That's so sweet.
They didn't give up on them. And, you know, family and friends refused to let them drown in their own stickiness.
Aww.
And, you know, until the last bee could be set free. So.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah. So it went on to say bee sisters, bee peers, and bee teammates.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
We could all learn a lot from that. Isn't that neat?
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're not thinking that you're the best parent in the world, but you are. It's Kinkle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Well, most of you are.
Wow.
You know, some of us could do better. But I'll just tell you that I deal with that nagging thought in the back of my head. Like, I don't know, am I being a good dad or not?
Right.
But you also have this.
Can I have a do-over?
Yeah.
Is what I think a lot.
Exactly. And I also have this thought in the back of my mind, well, you won't know how they're eventually going to turn out. So you're like, well, am I doing all right? Am I, you know, going to raise, you know, you just want them to be good kids, you know, and grow up. And so we found this things that your kids will never forget about you. First of all, your love language, how you loved on them, especially if you know what the kids like. And you get to know their love language. And, you know, so I thought this was interesting. The time you surprised them.
Oh.
Children love surprises. Unexpected treat or an outing will go down in their brain and not be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember the time that we, whatever, you know, the way you act when no one is watching.
Your character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing that I did appreciate about my mom. She would be convicted at times and she would come to me and say she was sorry.
Oh, that's huge.
I have friends whose parents have never, ever done a thing like that. Maybe it's the thought that I have to be strong or I don't have to admit that I'm messed up. I don't know.
It's kind of the best thing you can mirror to your children.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, if you can teach children that you mess up, they'll know that when they mess up, they're not necessarily in trouble either, as long as you confess and say own ups to stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just say this. In the workforce, having employees that don't own things or working with a coworker that doesn't own stuff and just makes excuses, I think it's... I'll just say this. If you're tempted to do that in your line of work, you will... And gain the trust of everybody, and people will love you so much more if you own your own stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then it talked about your family traditions. Create some stuff that's just your family.
Yes.
That just you guys do.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it always sticks
it's
out
so
in my
important.
Memory.
It
you
is.
Know, yeah. yeah. Now, as my kids are older, it's like so important. They'll call me and say, okay, what's happening at Thanksgiving? You know, for
right.
instance, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if I have delayed in getting all the details pulled together. So, yeah, those traditions are vital.
So if you want to add to the list, or maybe you think about what is it that I really loved about my parents, give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Hey, this is Dave Fratt from Sidewalk Profits. I don't know if you knew, but Family Life Radio is 100% listener supported. So by giving, you're helping people find a place to have hope and truth invested in their lives. You're also keeping this amazing station on the air. So thank you for giving today to Family Life Radio.
You can give safely and simply at myflr.org. Thank you for making hope possible.
Talking earlier about parenting and just doing things that your kids won't forget. Maybe you don't feel like you're a good parent. Just simple stuff that you can do. And you were calling about that?
When we were younger, you know, we grew up pretty poor. And my father always did whatever he could to make things work for us. He was a single father of three kids. And one year he got taxes. And we're sitting in the front room and we're trying to figure out our bill and what would be the best thing to put it to and whatnot. And out of the blue, he says, go pack your guys' stuff. And we're kind of looking at him, you know, with shock. And he's like, just do what I said. So we did. And next thing we know, he's driving us to California and he took us to Disneyland instead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best decision bill-wise, but it was the most amazing feeling just to know that he thought about our memories more important than the stress that we were going through at the moment.
I love that.
That memory has stuck with me forever.
Well, that we just talked about surprising.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little surprise or something that's... I love that. Wow.
Oh, it really sat with us. And so years later, you know, I had my kids and we, you know, we were obviously doing better off now, which is thank God for that. And we did the same thing to my kids. And my daughter was really big into Maleficent at the time. And we, you know, Beauty and the Beast and all this other stuff. And so we go and we make a big plan to take them to Disneyland. And we didn't say anything. We took them, we drove all the way to California, telling them nothing until we came around the corner on the road that Disneyland's on, and my daughter saw where we were and let out this scream of just excitement. And it just, oh, it just made it all better. It just brought all the memories from my childhood, and it just made it all worth it.
Oh,
how neat will it be if she does that for her family someday now?
Yes.
Yeah.
If this is like a thing that keeps going.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Oh, I would love it. I hope she doesn't have kids anytime soon, but I'll love it when it happens.
You want to get together with just your friends and be real? Found this app. It's called Be Real App. And the idea is it's got no filters. It's just the real you. And what you do is you take a picture of yourself at certain times throughout the day. And the camera, this is interesting. It takes the picture of you, you know, your typical selfie shot. And it also takes the exact same picture from your front camera.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows what's in front of you. And then it shows you. And then you upload these photos. It's interesting how it describes it. It says that this will challenge your creativity. It's a chance to show your friends who you really are for once. Because there's no filters or anything. I thought this was interesting. It said it might frustrate you. And it won't make you famous. If you want to be famous, stay on Facebook or TikTok.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Just to be, and it brings back a thought. Hey, isn't this what it was like before social media?
Right?
You would just have a conversation with a friend.
Yes.
Right. So there's this other Be Real app where you just call someone and you have a conversation.
Are you talking about the phone?
Yeah, yeah. You can also just show up in person and at a restaurant and have a good time.
Oh, what on earth?
You know, the more I think about it, what would it be like if you didn't have, because a lot of people that we have Facebook friends are what we would call our true friends.
Yeah.
If you could just have the core people and communicate just with them and be yourself, how freeing would that be?
Yeah. How it all started.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think about the apps that I use and how big my quote unquote friends list is. And then with this, I think there's less than 10 people.
Yeah.
And and it is the challenging part because like it tells you, it'll say, hey, you have 2 minutes to be real. And yesterday it happened while I was at the dentist.
Oh, wow.
So no. I was sitting there waiting for them to, like, you know, put together my treatment plan, and in front of me was my x-rays. And so that's what my friends saw, were my dental x-rays.
Well, you were being very real.
I was very real.
I need a cavity. I've got it on my tricuspid here.
Yes.
Wow. You want to chime in? 888-888-9976. If you've got good news, we want to hear your story. Your story can inspire others. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Jay is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I'm calling because I was in India a few weeks ago taking care of my elderly parents. They're 80 plus. I was moving them. I was staying in a hotel and feeling lonely. Turn on this phone and look at the app, and I play it. And I'm telling you, you guys made me feel family right there.
Oh. We made you feel family. Wow.
You are awesome. All of you. You're not alone.
No, you're not.
You are blessed. And the slogan that you play is absolutely true. 10,000 miles away, you're still part of family. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
So glad it blessed you when you needed it.
Thank God we found you about a year ago. I mean, all three of you had a riot.
Family Life Radio, we're Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you want to talk, our number is 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Is Misty there?
Yes, this is Misty.
You were talking last week about how someone said something and it brought back all those memories.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the need to call into you because I have so appreciated your honesty and openness about going through depression. And I used to think, oh, the people on the radio are the perfect Christians, right? That's why they're the announcers.
Well, we know that's not true. That's... We are as flawed as anybody else.
Yes.
I have been to some dark depths myself. I've had those issues, and the things I think about is the Second Chronicles, where it says the battle is the Lord's, and the Phil Wickham song, you know, the battle belongs.
Yeah.
Every time I hear something like that, I just say, Lord, this is your battle. That is unhealthy to focus on seeing yourself through the eyes of others, that's part of fear, and basically that's their problem. Other people's views of you are distorted by their sinful nature.
Wow.
When the enemy uses them to say something against you, and you accept it, it's a double win.
Wow.
Interesting.
So I literally will just say, that battle is the Lord's, I'm God's beloved child. And sometimes on a bad day, Misty, I have to say that 27 times in a row to start feeling God's peace.
Wow.
You are God's beloved child, you are beautiful, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. So thank you for being part of my recovery from depression.
Thank you so much for that. Wow, I appreciate that so much.
You guys are awesome.
Aww, thank you.
That's
thank
neat.
What an encouragement you've been to us.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys have too. It's just been amazing. It's just, there's 2 days in a row you guys said something, and it's so much self-talk that I don't think people understand, because God teaches us in his truth that the enemy, it is a spiritual battle, right? He's not out in front of our front yard with a sword. He's in our heads.
Yeah.
If you are at your end of your rope and there's only 1% of you left, it doesn't matter. He will make up the difference. He's got the other 99.
That's cool.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Family Life Radio, we're Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you happen to have a daughter, hope she's having good experiences with boys. We saw this article and it talked about what if your daughter has a bad experience and something happens there. What do you do? How do you help her? And, you know, it's talking about the first thing is to be a safe place where she knows that she can talk to you about these things. And then also helping her with a strong, positive self-image. She, first of all, needs to know that she's loved. And I've noticed this a lot of times. Have you noticed how our parents treat us is how we think about ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Meaning if they validate you, if they affirm who you are. People that had that in their parents tend to grow up a little more confident in that.
Absolutely, yes.
I had one of those moms, you know? I have no other people that didn't have that type of a mom or dad. And so they do have issues. Also, good friends. Now, you can't make friends for your daughter, but maybe surround them with good relationships, good relatives that are good for them. And then the other thing that Dino talked about, forgiving, and, you know, you shouldn't be too quick to forgive whatever happened there, but it will help them move on down the road.
Yeah. I think just investing in your daughter, looking at her, paying attention to what she's going through. Be sure you're not belittling her emotions, because, yeah, we go through those up and down emotions. I remember my mom sitting down on a bed one particular breakup moment and just holding me and hugging me. And yeah, I remember that even today, so many years later, how much that meant.
It's good. Hey, if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
So what's bringing you joy? Think about it and call us at 888-888-9976. So Sarah, tell us what happened.
2 years ago, my daughter was diagnosed with a tumor on her optic nerve. Been praying and believing God for a miracle for it to go away. And we got the news about her tumor after her MRI that it's gone.
Hey, that's great news.
Yeah.
Very fantastic news.
Yeah. And how old is she?
Eight years old.
I'm sorry, you should not be having tumors at 8 years old.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's got to be rough.
Yeah. Was this a tough time?
No, she did good with it.
She's a trooper.
No kidding.
Children are so resilient, you know, they don't know any different. And so it's amazing to see their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. Especially staying in God's word and praying every day, which is work too. So.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Absolutely. So. Wow. Well, great news, Mom.
Yeah, very great news.
Tumor, you take a hike.
Exactly.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and thank you for sharing.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
So what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Hey, the Little Laugh Comedy Club is open. It's open mic.
Love it.
Open mic morning, I guess. Family Life Radio, hello.
Good morning. I have a little one here that would love to share a joke with you.
Awesome. We have a little laugher on the phone. Okay, yes.
All right, here she is.
Why did the duck cross the road?
You should say hello first.
Oh, well, first of all, who is this?
Rachel.
Rachel, how old are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Six.
All right. Okay. Oh, I hear another little voice, too.
Yes.
More than one.
It's my friend. He's 2 years old. No, it's my brother, Ryan. He's 2 years old.
Okay. He's two.
Little brother.
Okay. I'm sure you're a great big sister.
Well, Rachel, the microphone is open for you. We're ready for your joke.
Why did the orange truck stop in the middle of the road?
The orange truck?
Why did the orange stop in the middle of the road?
Oh, the orange, like the fruit. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Why did the orange stop in the middle of the road? Why?
Because he ran out of juice. Oh.
That's a good one.
I do like that one. Ran out of juice. Just sputtered out right there.
I identify with that orange so much.
Exactly. You're going along and
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about the morning show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.